for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. This is a continuation of the article published in the Seattle Times by Mr. Norm Stamper, the former police chief of Seattle. We begin again. Combined with treatment, education, and other public health programs for drug abusers, regulated legalization would make your city or town an infinitely healthier place to live and raise a family. It would make being a cop a much safer occupation, and it would lead to greater police accountability and improve morale and job satisfaction. But wouldn't regulated legalization lead to more users and, more to the point, drug abusers? Probably, though no one knows for sure. Our leaders are too timid even to broach the subject in polite circles, much less to experiment with new policy models. My own prediction would see modest increases in use, negligible increases in abuse. The demand for illicit drugs is as strong as the nation's thirst for bootleg booze during Prohibition. It's a demand that simply will not dry up. Whether to find God, heighten sex, relieve pain, drown one's sorrows, or simply feel good, people throughout the millenniums have turned to mood and mind-altering substances. They're not about to stop, no matter what their government says or does. It's time to accept drug use as a right of adult Americans. Treat drug abuse as a public health problem and end the madness of an unwinnable war. End quote. I had the good fortune to spend an evening with Mr. Stamper, and I want to tell you something. This is a man who feels quite profoundly the need for change and is willing to speak up publicly anywhere at any time to proclaim the fallacy, the hopeless futility of this war on drugs. Over the years of the Drug Truth Network, you've heard me interview perhaps 25 members of law enforcement against Prohibition. These are brave, stalwart individuals, and they deserve your support. I urge you to visit their website, which is at leap.cc. Please be sure to join us on this week's Century of Lies program, when our guests will be from Vancouver, including Michelle Rainey, Rene Boget, and Richard Cowan. And the Cultural Baggage program will feature extracts from Seattle's Exit Strategy from the War on Drugs conference, including speakers like Norm Stamper and Roger Goodman of the King County Bar Association. I want to welcome our newest affiliate to the Drug Truth Network, 106.7 KPOV in Bend, Oregon. Welcome, my friends, and a big howdy and thanks to producer Tristan Reisfar. And to all the listeners out there on the Drug Truth Network, I urge you to get busy, to do your part, to help end the madness of this drug war. Please surf over to endprohibition.org. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.